The funeral services. As had been planned, Elder Daniels presented the sketch. It was more of a history that recounted Ellen White's life and the contribution she had made to the church and the world. Elder Haskell presented a well-prepared funeral sermon on the surety of the hope of one who dies in Christ Jesus. Elder F. M. Wilcox, editor of the Review and Herald, read the scripture lesson.
His brother, M. C. Wilcox, longtime book editor at the Pacific Press, offered the prayer, thanking God for the light and blessing that had come through his servant.
As W.C. White sat there in the tabernacle, he reminisced. Recounting his thoughts later, he wrote, "My mind went back 34 years, to the time of my father's funeral. I remembered the great congregation gathered then, and the impressive discourse given by Elder Uriah Smith. I remembered well the fear felt by many that now Elder White was laid to rest, we could not expect Sister White to live very long. And in rapid review there passed before my mind an outline of her manifold labor since Father's death, in Australia, then again in California, in Washington City, and at our camp meetings east and west. I thought also of the changes that have come to our work and workers during these 34 years. Many of the pioneers have been laid in the grave, and hundreds of younger laborers have joined the ranks. WCW to dear friend, October 20, 1915.